Sean Notably Texan is a singer, songwriter, and producer who's behind some huge songs. Perhaps you've heard Angry All the Time by Tim McGraw, or Traveling Soldier from the Dixie Chicks, or George Strait's Wrapped. Well, those are all songs written by my guest, who has a multi-layered musical family as well. His wife, Kelly Willis, and his siblings, Robin Ludwig and Charlie Robinson, fellow performers and music creators. And he's going to perform alongside Kelly Willis this weekend at the Bob Wills Fiddle Festival and Contest in Greenville. And I'm happy to once again speak with Bruce Robinson today. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thanks for having me. Thanks for the nice intro.
Oh, man.
Makes me feel good.
You deserve it, man. You know, sometimes I might mention, hey, I'm going to have Bruce Robinson on the show today. And some people are like, I can't place the name. And I it's one of these things where people know your stuff, but they might not necessarily know your name. And you should be a household name across Texas, but I'm doing my job to make sure that people know who the heck you are, man. So,
all right.
Well, first off, I just wanted to start things off by saying, I'm really glad to hear that you are feeling better after some, I think you had some time in the hospital recently. Is that something that you would talk about?
I did. And I'm 100% now. I had a bit of a crazy little spell. I caught typhus, which I had to figure out what it was.
I was going to say, I wasn't familiar either, and I had to look up some information.
And so it took me a while, and boy, but now I'm at one of those places where you know how you don't really appreciate your health until you get it back. And so now I feel really good, and it took me a couple of months to get back to 100%. But thanks for asking, and man, I'm all better.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that, and I'm sorry that you went through that, but the important thing is that you're back, and like I said, sometimes it takes these things to make you appreciate what you got. And
sometimes, yeah, especially with all the news around us every day.
Oh, without a doubt. It's been several years since we've spoken, and I figure life is never boring for you between your music career and your family. How many kids do you and Kelly Willis have now?
We have four.
Wow.
We have four kids.
My gosh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let me ask you, do you find it hard to kind of give equal time to your loved ones and your job?
Oh, it's better now. We had twins, and so that we went through 10 years of babies and diapers straight. And so that's another thing, that once you get on the other side of it, everything feels great, like gravy. So now Kelly's off in Nashville making a record as we speak.
Oh, wow.
And it's I can't complain at all. Our youngest kid is 11, and so it's really kind of fun times. We've got past the hard stuff. Knock on wood.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm sure there's more hard times to come, but yeah, it'll be different types of hard times. But it's always worth it with kids and loved ones.
Sure.
So I have seen you and Kelly referred to as Austin royalty, which I love. But are you both able to lead, and forgive me if this seems like a silly question, but are you able to lead kind of normal lives in Austin, or do you have to like put on disguises to leave the house?
No, it's pretty good that way. We have been here a long time, and we've lived in the same little neighborhood. And so we obviously are raising our family. So If that was ever going to be a problem, it never has been. I've always lived in Texas, and I love it, and I love Austin, even as big as it's growing. And so, you know, really, just in a larger sense, it's such a great place to be a musician. You know, I just don't think there's any better place in the world to live and make music, and as supportive and respectful as people are. So I think in a broader sense, that is just the kind of attitude that's there, that if folks know what it is that we do, that they, you know, are certainly aren't anything but respectful, that's for sure.
Well, that's good, and it's really cool to kind of hear that from you, because you've spent some time in Nashville, right?
I have, yeah, and I even thought about moving there a couple times, but at the end of the day, I always kind of decided that, you know, to tack it as an outsider, and I still do. And I loved my time that I spent there, and definitely loved and proud of being, you know, one of the guys from Texas who was able to, you know, go up there and get some things done. I'm still really proud of that, but I just never really felt the need where I wanted to move up there. thought that it would be more harm than good to me, actually.
Right, I can understand. I mean, it's got to be tough. Sure, it's tough for a Texan generally just to move out of the state, but especially if you're used to the way things are done here, musically and otherwise, that would surely be difficult. So
I think it's a good thing. I really do. That just the approach to music and where we kind of keep it in our lives down here is just a little different. Different thing, which I think is good for the way that the music ends up being. So, yeah, you bet.
Bruce Robison is my guest on 88.9 KETR. Bruce is performing this weekend along with Kelly Willis at the Bob Wills Fiddle Festival and Contest in Greenville. So I saw that you put out your first solo album in years as Bruce Robison and the Back Porch Band, because I know the last several releases have been with your wife, Kelly. But I know many of your fans might wonder, why was it so long between music releases? And this might go back to a previous question I asked you about your busy life with family and whatnot.
Well, no, honestly, it was a little more, I would say, what I did with Kelly was I just kind of woke up at one moment, and I'd been with my nose to the grindstone for 20 years and writing songs and putting records out, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do next. And so the band, it was really kind of a band with Kelly, to where we had some real defined roles, and it wasn't my own project necessarily. It was more being part of a larger thing. And so that was a great way to kind of re-involve myself in music and being part of something and just kind of take a step back. And then that was what brought me to this project, which was further down. It's very organic. If you listen to the record, it's why it's called the Back Porch Band. It's really, I think it sounds like people just hanging out on the porch playing music. It's real simple. Which I think is a good way to let the song shine through for the stuff that I do. So all of that was really a means to an end, where I didn't want to do the same thing over and again, and then there was moments when I wasn't sure what I wanted to do.
Right. So, yeah, you don't want to just settle and put something out just for the sake of putting it out.
And so music has always been such an incredible gift to me, man. The moment that I sat down and realized that I wanted to be a songwriter, which was not until my mid-20s, and when I started doing that, I just looked at it as such a gift to be doing this job. So, man, I never wanted to feel like I was, I don't know if phoned it in is the right word, but it's just like to not to be in that moment where you're really engaged and you know why you're doing what you do and really believing in the music that you're making. It was how I felt about it when I was younger, you know.
Yeah.
So this was a good way to get back to that place.
So the Back Porch Band, is this like an entirely new a group that you put together, or are these folks that you've worked with before?
Definitely Jeff Queen, who will be with us there this weekend, and Warren Hood, who's going to be our big fiddler. They are a big part of the Back Porch sound, and then there is a bit of a revolving cast whenever we get in the studio,
right?
That we add some people to it, but the touring band is always the same guys. And so it's really a family.
And as you mentioned, this album really does have this kind of old school, I dare to use the word old school sound, because I don't want people to think it sounds like an old scratchy record, you know, with poor recording. I mean, it's really kind of taking some older recording techniques, but using them in a modern setting, right?
It is, which for the type of music that I love and that I make, they are older recording techniques. And so it's not digital. It's on analog tape, and people are all in the same room together, and there's not even digital effects on it or tuning. But the technology and the stuff is really from the 70s that we use, and so it's really a great way to record, and that's the way they made all the records that I love. So
yeah,
it's really cool. And then the way we embrace the future and the present is we make video as we go along, and all that is on the web and easy to see us the way we made the record and seeing us performing the songs. And so we put those little videos out along with the music on this web show that's called The Next Waltz.
I wanted to spin this selection from the self-titled Bruce Robison and the Back Porch Band album. I picked out Sweet Dreams, and I think this features Kelly on it, doesn't it?
It is. It is. And Warren on the fiddle, too. Yep.
Awesome. Anything you want to say about this song before we hear it?
Well, I hope we get to hear George Strait sing it someday. I think your listeners might not think it would be a stretch for him, and he's done a couple of my songs. But the people that I so love, like Strait or Don Williams and some of the people that really had a big effect on me, I think that their influence is really heavy in this song. And so it's an easy one to dance to, too.
Slow down the sweetest song, and you'll find where it went wrong. Lay the love into the ground till it comes back again. And hold on to charity. I've found the best of me. I know 17, she's gone, gone, gone with those sweet dreams are never what they seem. It's a crooked, cold, and rocky road.
I wanted to have you tell me about your new web series, The Next Waltz, which I say it's new. I think this actually started last year, right?
It did. We've been putting out singles for a while. We produce them out in our studio in Lockhart, this crazy old time machine. And we've done songs on Jerry Jeff Walker and Turnpike Troubadours and Reckless Kelly and Randy Rogers and Kelly Willis and Sam Outlaw, and the one we just put out is a really great song. It's a Jason Eadie song, actually, that was recorded by Jack Ingram.
Wow.
And it's called Why I Left Atlanta.
And it's why I left Atlanta. I drove away in the early morning haze.
And our next one is going to be Hayes Carl coming up.
Excellent.
So we just get our friends out there and find the best song we possibly can and record it like it was the old days, you know?
That is really cool. And I have had a chance to check out, some of the posts on this, which are, of course, it's not just audio. It's a video series for people if they haven't checked this out. So you're getting the visuals with the audio. And it's really cool to see, like you're describing, you've got this kind of, when I say old-timey, I think people might envision the wrong thing, but it is kind of an older style studio. And it's really just kind of a down-home, a bunch of musicians getting together and hanging out, having a conversation, having a good time. And you even, describe the whole process on the way you make the music, where you get together and rehearse and then go have lunch and come back and have a beer and record some songs. So it's really just an amazing insight into the process.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and it's really better than trying to get four songs in a day and working with computers bums me out a little bit.
Okay.
I hate to be a Luddite, but so it really is a lot of fun. And I think that folks will, who love country music through the years will probably hear something that they find kind of familiar in the way that this works. So I'm really proud of it. And the artists are really responding to it. Some of the guys like Jack really have a fun time. And then a few of the artists who come in that have never worked on tape or always been in a world of, Twitter and auto-tune. And so for them, they work a completely new way where you have to get the music right, and you can't fix everything. So it's a really cool process. I encourage people to kind of check it out. It's a lot of fun doing it,
And the site is thenextwaltz.com, and I think
it's also
it's elsewhere, I think, too, right? Do you have some? It's on YouTube. I think it's everywhere. You can just search for
The Next Waltz.
All over
the place. Yeah, for sure.
Cool. That is worth checking out. So you are set to perform this weekend with your wife, Kelly Willis, at Greenville's Bob Wills Fiddle Festival and Contest. Safe assumption you're both Bob Wills fans.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
I haven't really talked to anybody who's not. So,
In Bandera, there was a band that called Adolph Hoffner and the Pearl Wranglers that that was kind of the first live band that I was around all the time, and they played Wednesday nights. And I didn't find this out until years later, but by the time I saw them, they were mostly a kind of a classic cover band, but they were a swing band that was a contemporary of Bob Wills. And so they still played swing music. And so I had this basis, you know, I heard the Bob Wills hits even when I was a kid, but that swing music was such a part of my world growing up in Bandera. That was really fascinating when I found out later on how big a part of the scene that those regional bands were, some of them who didn't end up becoming super famous like Wills did, you know.
You mentioned that you'll have some of the players from your current band playing with you there along with Kelly, but what can we expect at that show?
Plenty of fiddle, and we'll play all those songs that were hits for other people, and we'll play Kelly songs, and we'll play some songs that we did together. And so kind of between those three things, I think it makes for a pretty good show. And then
awesome.
I believe Johnny Bush is on that show too, who is such an icon and another big influence on me. So yeah, you'll hear all of that with us and Kelly stuff and my stuff that from you might have heard from other artists and the things that we did together.
That's phenomenal. Well, we're definitely looking forward to that and always lucky to have you two stopping into this area. You and Kelly Willis have a annual holiday show, right? Is that happening again this year?
We do. Yeah, it sure is. Let's see, what would be closest to you guys? I guess Dallas and Fort Worth.
Right.
Yeah, we have started close to 20 years ago. We did a show with Charlie and his then-wife Emily, and we did a couple of shows, and it has turned into a tradition with us, and we do it every year, and we put out an EP a few years ago. It's really turned into quite a thing, you know, and then a big part of our holiday tradition, and we're playing it at Billy Bob's Inn at the Kessler in Dallas.
Excellent. So this is becoming like a regular thing for Texas artists.
Oh, there's a bunch of them now, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know? I mean, Robert O'Keefe's been doing his thing, so you two are, I guess, competitors now.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking forward to that happening again this year. I assume that you are still a fan and supporter of public radio?
For sure, yeah. Y'all are playing the music and telling the stories, and that's the only way place you can get that kind of information these days. Man, we all should support public radio. I support public radio and the job that it does with the arts and with news is just invaluable. And we can just look back to what a part of our lives it is. And it is easy to take it for granted many times. But you got to go ahead and make that call, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely you do. And we appreciate folks that chipped in during our recent fall fundraising efforts. But if you're listening now, you're realizing that we're a station that talks to people like Bruce Robison. You don't have to wait for a drive. You can pitch in now at KETR.org. Man, I really always enjoy speaking with you, Bruce. I'm lamenting that it has been so many years since we've had you on, but I would like to make that a correction in the future. Let's try to talk a little more often, I would love to do it in person because we've only spoken on the phone. I'd love to kind of speak face-to-face with you sometime.
I'll come up and see you. That's a deal.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. I'll try to hold you to that, man. I want to wish you the best, and you and your wife the best with all of your musical endeavors and the web series and everything that's going on. I wanted to play you out with this fun cut from the new Bruce Robison and the Back Porch Band self-titled album called, and the full title on this is Rock and Roll Honky Tonk Ramblin' Man. Is that is that correct?
That's correct.
I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to leave out anything on that. I think this one pretty much speaks for itself.
Oh yeah, man, it's a great groove. And we'll definitely be playing this one. And I really hope folks will come out and see us because we're going to have a good time.
One, two, one. Well, I always had a hellhound hot on my trail. Started drinking double and I wound up in jail. Called my attorney at 4:45. He says, son, you never ever ought to drink when you drive. Hey there, Mr. Lawyer, you don't understand. I'm just a rock and roll honky tonk ramblin' man. Tell me, can you dig it, man? I'm playing a band. I'm just a rock and roll honky tonk ramblin' man.